When birders go to new places to see birds, they also get to experience new foods. When I'm birding in South Texas, I enjoy hot, spicy food. I used to eat a lot of that growing up in Chicago, going to college in East Lansing, Michigan, and living in Madison, Wisconsin. But for the past 4 decades, I've been living in northern Minnesota, where most people's tastes run to milder fare. So when I was on a birding tour in Texas during the 1990s, we stopped at a McDonald's to pick up lunches to take to a little park for a picnic. Now, fast food franchises would seem to be the one thing that would not be different from one area to another. But one of the cool things about McDonald's restaurants in South Texas was that on the condiment table next to the ketchup and napkins, they had a huge jar of jalapeno peppers with French fry bags to put them in. This was a novelty, and I do love peppers, so I put some in a bag along with my lunch and headed for the park. I got settled in at a picnic table, and just as I was about to take a tiny taste of one, someone yelled out, "Black-throated gray warbler!" I'd already learned that you have to be careful about everything you eat in Texas because so much Texas cuisine is way spicier than Midwestern fare. But a black-throated gray warbler! I grabbed my binoculars and took off, unthinkingly popping the entire pepper into my mouth. After 3 or 4 steps, I stopped dead in my tracks, my eyes spurting tears onto the inside of my eyeglass lenses. I'd never tasted anything nearly this hot before in my life, and I couldn't even wash it away since I'd left my drink on the picnic table. My mouth and throat were in pain, and my eyes kept gushing, but being a birder at a certain level of fanaticism, it never occurred to me to head back to the picnic table and at least get a drink. I saw the warbler through badly blurred eyes. It wasn't even a lifer, but I did add it to my Texas state list. And ever since, the memory of that incident comes to mind any time I see a black-throated gray warbler with its distinctive eye marking, appropriately spicy yellow and shaped just like a tiny jalapeno pepper. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.